This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour. It is the familiar sound of the DJV program. We're all lined up here, raring to go for another hour of conversation. It's Thursday, the 29th of August, last Thursday of the month of August. Tomorrow's the last Friday. Yeah, that would follow suit, right? And then it's the last Saturday. And then it's the 1st of September. But we'll get to that. Labor Day, we also will be here for you live on Labor Day Monday. Happy days are here again. Kara Schillen back from her long extended vacation. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. And Jennifer actually has the report on who's in and who's out. Payback, baby. Things would be better now or not. What do you think, Jennifer?
I don't know if it's payback, but we do have one less Democrat candidate running in 2020 today. And Kirsten Gillibrand made the announcement yesterday that she would be dropping out. She's a senator from New York. And she said she's dropping out of the race, even though earlier in the day she was asking for more donations. The reason that this is happening is that the next Democratic debate is coming up in September, I think on the 12th and the 13th, somewhere in the middle of the month. And the way that you get into that debate is that you have to have a 2% average in four different polls, and those polls have to come from the early voting states. Or you have to have 130,000 unique donations. And a lot of the 2020 candidates are having a hard time meeting that criteria. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of people kind of jump out at this moment. Kirsten Gillibrand said she was trying to get traction. She never did. She tried to enter the race and become the woman's candidate. If you look at her logo, it was all done in pink. And, you know, she was trying to reach out to part of the Me Too movement. She's been an advocate for that. But she came into the race with some baggage, and that is a lot of Democrats blamed her for trying to run Al Franken, the former senator from Minnesota, a Democrat who was accused of assaulting women. There was a picture of a LA radio personality sleeping on a plane, and Al Franken was kind of over her, touching her. And Kirsten Gillibrand
touch her, though?
I don't know.
Back on that picture, I don't know if he actually did, right?
I think it was stupid.
Like he was.
I don't think he ever did. No.
Yeah. I think it was stupid that he dropped out. She also said that he forced a kiss on her on stage, and
she's
pictures
full
of that.
Herself. But yeah, that's baloney.
Kirsten Gillibrand is the person who, in the Democratic Party, tried to lead the witch hunt kind of to get Al Franken out. And he did ultimately resign because the pressure coming from the party, which she led. And so there are a lot of Democrats who still blame her for leading that effort to drive Al Franken out. So she never really caught fire. She never really got that traction. And with the criteria tightening going into the debates, how many of these candidates are going to say, you know what, I don't really need to be on the debate stage, I'll just hang in there? There are going to be a few, but Kirsten Gillibrand, not one of them. She made the announcement yesterday. I thought it was kind of funny because President Trump tweeted about it. And let me get it because I can't paraphrase. It's very funny.
Really?
He said, "A sad day for Democrats. Kirsten Gillibrand has dropped out of the presidential primary. I'm glad they never found out that she was the one I was really afraid of." Tweet.
What a piece of work. All right. So that takes care of that. People in the news, what's the latest on Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank? He was involved in a boat crash. Somebody got killed in it. Matter of fact, two people, I think, are dead after that boating
accident.
The
second person died? I didn't hear that. That person was in critical condition the last time I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
So both the boats. His wife was in charge of operating the boat at the time. It was late at night. And so there doesn't seem, other than the fact, I think some people know it, some people don't know it, so I just am bringing it up because I thought it was something with the charges. I think that when we last left this, Victoria, there was a concern or wonder about whether he would be charged with anything. Well, he wasn't doing anything.
Well,
so
his wife was driving the boat.
Wife,
yeah.
Right, exactly. There's the argument is on who fled the scene of the accident. O'Leary says he's fully cooperating with authorities. He didn't leave, but the other family said he did leave. But he says the other family left.
Yeah.
So it's
well, the last I think that we were talking about it, he said that the lights were not on
no
the larger boat
not,
that he
yeah.
hit. So we don't know if that's true, and the police were looking for witnesses to say, were there lights on this boat or not? So I guess that's really going to, I mean, if there were no lights on, that's a violation of, you know, that's like driving without your lights on and someone hits you. There's,
yeah.
there's going to be some complications with that if that happens. But
yeah.
I don't know if they had any witnesses. It was at 11:30 at night on Saturday or Sunday night, so I'm not sure if they're going to find too many people who are out boating then.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, other names in the news. Dakota Johnson has become the co-host of the Global Citizen Festival this year. A lot of celebrities involved in the lineup here. She signed on to take part in the festival taking place the 28th of next month on the Great Lawn in Central Park. That must be a great place for her. You must have been to
that was my backyard. You know, 100 yards from us. It's a great place to see a show. And this is also, you can hear the Global Citizen Festival. You can without tickets, you can just walk into any part of the park really and hear it.
Oh, can you?
It's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So why would Bridget Monahan be involved in this? She's a host. I'm looking at some of the people that are hosting.
They have a lot of celebrities that show up every year for it.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson's dating Chris Martin, so that's why she's involved. And he's the curator of it. He's the head of it.
She's
so he always picks the acts and stuff.
50, what was she
yes.
from?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. She's Melanie Griffith and John, no, and what's his name? Don Johnson's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. I thought most of the women I know thought she was lousy in those movies. I've only seen one of them.
The movies were terrible. I've never seen her in anything.
Just in general, right?
Yeah, the movies were awful.
Bad.
I've never seen her in anything else,
so
I really
can't
judge her.
Then, if they were so...
it was all about dirty sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because the books were really popular, and anytime you've got that base audience, you're going to have a big hit of a movie. Even though
I never read the books, but my mom was like, oh my gosh, these books are so bad.
I couldn't even get through the first one.
So bad because they're so good, you mean?
No.
No,
writing, no.
Bad.
She said it was just horrible. Yeah,
so it's just the illicit stuff about things that people don't know
what
talk about. The nasty, yeah. Okay, I guess I get it. Queen and Adam Lambert are going to be headliners at this Global Citizens Music Festival. So it calls on world leaders, brings people together to bring world leaders into focus, mobilizing on issues the global movement is interested in, like fighting extreme poverty. And there's a lot of that here, everywhere, actually. The event's free. You have to, if you're going to go there, you have to download the Global Citizen app for a chance to win tickets there. If you're not in New York, all NBC stations will be airing the concert, streaming it live on MSNBC. So that, once again, is September the 28th. Which is what day? That's weekend day? Yeah, it must be because the first is...
I think it's always a Saturday. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, makes sense.
A Friday or a Saturday, I don't remember. But I would say even if you don't care about any of the other causes, just watch Adam Lambert and Queen because it's so worth it. After seeing them in concert, I was happy that they're going to headline. That is so worth it checking out because Adam Lambert's voice is incredible.
Yeah. Here is the latest on Viola Davis, who's one of our better actresses, I think. She's going to play Michelle Obama in a show called First Ladies. She has signed on to play the role. Showtime's putting this together now. They don't really have a script and stuff for it. Season one of the show is set to focus on Eleanor Roosevelt and Betty Ford. So First Wives. Hello. Looks like that's what First Ladies is about, huh? What do we think about this lady? You going to watch it? All of them?
Yeah, I love anything about all the First Ladies.
Is it going to be about all of them? From Eleanor Roosevelt on up, Betty Ford.
From what I've read, I think it's going to kind of time jump. So it'll be three first ladies at a time, but it's a whole series.
Oh.
So you'll get to see,
I think
all
that'd
the
be
different.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I love
good
that.
Idea. Yeah. Anybody going to watch that? Jennifer, you'd like to watch it, yeah, right? Who'd be the most? Who would be the most interesting?
If X on the Beach isn't on, then I'd.
Who? What?
If X on the Beach isn't on, then I'd watch. Yeah.
X on the Beach, is that a TV show?
Yeah.
Oh. What happens in X on the Beach? Why do I not know?
It's a dating show.
A dating show.
Jen likes lots of dating shows.
That would have been Kara's thing.
All I have energy for.
Kara watches Bachelor. Kara, you watch any of these other dating shows?
Not really. I think Jen's got me beat on that one.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, she watches a lot of interesting
MTV.
A lot of stuff is on the beach. What's the other one? Is there Bachelor in Paradise, right?
Bachelor
and there's another
Paradise
one.
Love Island is basically
Love Island.
Beach. Yeah.
I didn't watch Love Island. I did watch Paradise Hotel, however. That was pretty good.
Paradise Hotel. Kim Kardashian has unveiled a shapewear line. The new name for it is Kimono Solution Wear.
That's the old name.
She released it you remember that? She released
it
a few months
ago.
And, well,
it's called Skims.
Turn it upside down.
She got all that backlash because she named it Kimono and people thought it was culturally insensitive and also dumb because it doesn't look anything like a kimono.
See what I did. Actually, this was on purpose. I stimulated some conversation about things that are right versus things that are wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See? I did that. I'm out of practice since you were gone. Anyway, Kara.
I'm here to put you back in business.
Yes, you are. Putting me back together again. Thank you very much. So who's interested in the skim solution wear? Anybody?
Oh, millions of women are going to wear this, just like Spanx.
Would you?
Yeah. I've have Spanx. I've got all kinds. Every woman I know has something. So, you know, if you have to wear a certain kind of dress or whatever, you need the right undergarments. And
I think the Kardashian line should give you the itty-bitty waist and the...
Yeah, right?
Itty-bitty. All right, here's the story of Ishmael Ajawi. You know him?
No.
Going to Harvard. Came to class first day. Got snatched up. Denied entry. Laptop and cell phone were searched at the airport. Immigration... Advocates sounding the alarm over the administration's restrictive immigration policies. So this guy, apparently in the Harvard Crimson, which is all around this neck of the woods, reported the story about this kid, came from Lebanon, went to begin classes as a freshman, had his student visa canceled, went to, he never actually got out of Logan Airport.
Why was it canceled?
Friday. Well, I guess they looked at his cell phone. They saw where he was from.
Uh-huh.
They looked at the TSA, or I guess not TSA because there's TSA involved in that stuff, but the folks in the Customs Department looked at his social media. They looked at his cell phone, and they didn't like what they saw, so see you later, pal. And that was the end of that. He and other students were questioned by immigration officials when they came into the airport in Boston. One officer continued to press him on his religious practices, which ought to be a no-no. And
I think that is a no-no.
Yeah. Anyway, the same officer asked him to unlock his cell phone, laptop, and 5 hours later, whoosh, gonzo. So, let's see. And I don't know. I think I have a little bit of a problem with that, some of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's time. What? Yes, Chris?
I was just going to say, I hope that we find out more. I doubt we will, though, because I'm sure he doesn't have legal representation.
Nope,
but
he's gone.
I'd be interested to see what exactly...
I wouldn't have known anything about it if it were in the Crimson. I wouldn't have known anything about it. Huh. Here's something that I know a lot about, and I think you would like to know more about it. If you're on a diet or you want to lose weight and you're frustrated, get on the Calitrin weight loss train. Lots of people have. Lots of people are happy. You want to be happy in your weight loss pursuits? Then go to toploss.com. This is an all-natural approach to losing weight. Super, super successful. Go to facebook.com, Calitrin. You want to see some of the benefits, see some of the rewards, see some of the stories. Go to toploss.com for the special deal using the DJV code. Buy three, get three free. 6 months, you get on the program and you stay on it, you lose the weight. That's Calitrin at toploss.com, the code DJV for the Labor Day special.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time on the DJV program. You know how important it is to all of us. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Dexter, and you keep up on what's going on in all sorts of music. So we start with a little country, Carrie Underwood, Lady Antebellum, all wondering or interested in the nominations to the 2019 CMA Awards. Nominations announced yesterday: Carrie Underwood, Lady Antebellum, Dierks Bentley, Brooks and Dunn, Little Big Town, Zach Brown, all scoring nods. Underwood is the only female in the Entertainer of the Year category and hosts the show. She shared her gratitude for the three nominations she has, also include Female Vocalist of the Year and Album of the Year. Her Entertainer of the Year nod also ends a two-year shutout for female artists in that category. And now, here for the second time in 4 years, Maren Morris is the leader in all the nomination categories. She earned six nods, including Album of the Year for Girl and Female Vocalist of the Year as well. Brothers Osborne are close behind Morris. They have four nominations, including Vocal Duo, Musical Event for All My Favorite People. She did that. They did that with Maren Morris. Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Casey Musgraves, Blake Shelton, Stapleton, and Carrie Underwood have three nominations. What's the fellow who does the theme for the American Family Farmer, Luke Bryan, right?
Bryan, okay. Yeah.
How come he's not on this list?
I don't think he had a new album this year.
No, he didn't. Nope.
Oh, really? Okay, these awards broadcast live in November from Nashville. Underwood will serve as host for the year with Dolly Parton and Reba Company, her special guest hosts. I think we underscored that.
It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, nice show. Good. So, who's that? Reba, yeah?
Yeah, Reba.
Reba.
Just to be able to see Carrie and Reba and Dolly, you know they're going to perform something together. That's going to be really fun.
Let's see, how do we do this? Do I say Reba's going to sit at my table at my son's wedding, or I sit at her table at my son's wedding?
You sit at her table. She's the queen of country music.
You bow down at her throne, Doug.
I had dinner with her once at a radio award. I thought she was very charming, sweet, pleasant.
That's her rep, is that she is very nice in real life.
She asked me how to get to the nearest Target. I want to know if I knew how to get to the nearest Target. Except that was... Is there a Target in in on the other side of the mountain there. There is somewhere, right? In what do you call it? Where I was.
I don't know.
Probably not. Kelly Clarkson is relevant. She'll be kicking off her new NBC syndicated talk show September 9th. She booted out. That was the end of Steve Harvey's TV show, right? She's replacing him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pulled off this feat of hosting the Billboard Awards with a burst appendix. Remember how that was last spring?
Just hearing about that was eerie.
Very painful.
She sang like eight songs or something with a burst appendix. No one at this point even still understands how she did that.
That's right. Crazy. And she smiled through it, too.
I know.
At the Billboard Awards, she says, "I just didn't want to leave people hanging." That's why she didn't leave. With her doctors.
She's like the most likable woman in show business.
I thought Reba
she really
was.
Reba is
her daughter-in-law, so.
Yeah, but Reba's very likable, but I really think Kelly Clarkson might even be more fun.
Really?
Reba's like.
So, Kelly Clarkson's married to Reba's son, is that it?
Stepson.
Stepson. Okay.
But Reba and Kelly are very close.
Are
Kelly
they?
Clarkson's husband is Blake Shelton's agent. But that.
Kind of incestuous.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see here. What about the... after undergoing surgery, after the show, she quickly was back on scene filming for The Voice. She had pain again. Cameras rolled. Blake was talking to me, and all of a sudden everything went away, and I had to grab his arm, and I said, "Something's wrong." And so that's the...
Well, no, the second thing, you're missing the story. The second thing is she had the cyst that burst. And it was even more painful than an appendicitis. I've had one. It's horrible.
I have too. It is horrible.
I didn't miss the rest of the story, Victoria. I didn't get there yet. There's a difference. I was trying to curtail things and shorten them up a little because I don't want to run out of time. And I have now. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is my heartbeat song.
To internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A close call for Puerto Rico, but Hurricane Dorian just brushed it, then hitting the U.S. Virgin Islands with heavy winds and rains, and now it's on track to possibly hit Florida's east coast as a major Category 3 storm, although forecasters say it could impact anywhere from Miami to southern Georgia. The Broward County Emergency Management Director says,
at this point, it's all about preparation. Everyone should have already had an idea what they're going to do when the storm's threatening.
Forecasters say it could make landfall in the southeast U.S. late Sunday or on Labor Day. North Carolina authorities say they've arrested a university student who they say was planning a mass shooting, 19-year-old Paul Stieber, arrested in his dorm at High Point University. Police say they found two guns and a lot of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
See how we can get some more listeners here in this half hour of our DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn will help you understand what's going on today, as will Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. A lot of things going on. It's always a busy time here. It's fun talking about all the things going on around your neck of the woods, around the world, around the United States. Matter of fact, we have expertise. Victoria, I was just thinking about this. Whenever there's something going on in California, I call on Jennifer. Okay, that's to be understood because she's there. Anything going on in D.C. or Baltimore, a lot of talk about what goes on there. Kara steps up to the plate. But there's never too much other than what's going on with the situation or the beach that I go to Kara to
New
Victoria
York stuff,
but,
you do.
Huh? I
you
do?
Always,
oh, I knew it. Yeah, the
well,
New York
yeah.
stuff, I do that. Yeah. Yeah.
And
okay.
Do you mean the real situation, not just a situation at the beach, right? You mean the situation.
The
go
situation.
To Victoria on that.
Yeah,
the
night.
Situation.
Right.
Yes.
The situation. All right, so then what is going on, Victoria? Where are you? Where's your head at the moment?
Well, the current situation, I think we need to talk about the weather, because this might actually start affecting mainland U.S. Now, this is Hurricane Dorian, and the Caribbean islands actually got a bit of a break. It sort of bypassed Puerto Rico. It was about 90 miles north of San Juan, Puerto Rico, moving west northwest at 13 miles per hour, and now it's in open water, and it looks like Labor Day weekend in Florida might not be so nice. It is, if it stays on its current trajectory, it will be a Category 3 storm, and it's the current winds are 85 to 115 miles per hour, and so it is approaching the Florida coast. Looks like it's probably going to send some rain and some nasty weather through to most of Florida before it even really gets there. Now, it is an open water. There isn't a lot of, there's nothing really that's going to slow it down. Land tends to slow down hurricanes. So the fact that it went west of the Caribbean is not really a great sign because there's nothing really to slow it down. So it looks like we're going to see around Friday afternoon to early Saturday morning, it goes from a Category 2 to a Category 3. And then if it stays on that same path, then all through the weekend, it will be a Category 3 pretty much right over Florida. So it looks like the Florida coast is going to have to do some preparedness.
All right, so I think what I'll we'll talk to John Harper, who runs WMEL, find out what's going on down there and how it affects the Space Coast and all.
Yeah,
his
well, that's true, yes.
Down the East Coast.
It's going to be, it's kind of a wide storm, so it's blanketing. It's supposed to blanket pretty much coast to coast of Florida. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has already declared a state of emergency. He's urging all residents of Florida's coast to get ready for the storm, supplies, food, water, medicine, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll keep our ears and eyes on that just to make it more than conversational, hopefully helpful to those of you. It's not to get crazy because we have these storms all the time. Month of September is usually the most active month for hurricanes, and it may be that we have two or three or four during the course of the next 6 weeks or so. We've been fortunate. There was one early in the season, a tropical storm, affected New Orleans, and then hasn't been much since then, right? Not much activity.
Yeah, nothing really.
Atlantic. Nope, not much at all. The situation is schools started in a lot of places this week or next week, and because we were talking about where, because I'm in the Boston area, a lot of the things that happened here, I was talking with a kid that didn't make it through muster and get sent back to Lebanon so he couldn't go to Harvard. That was a local story in the Crimson. Looking at the local paper here, I see that there are two stories. One of them probably about as dumb as you could get. This woman was arrested yesterday, punched a police officer in the mouth, and said when she got out of jail she was going to shoot him in the face. So you can imagine.
She's just like a crackhead.
Yeah, of course she's a crackhead. There's a lot of that stuff going on. Downtown Framingham on the other side of the tracks is a wild place. It really is. Other side of the tracks.
The other side of the tracks, huh?
Yeah. And then the first day of school yesterday, a couple of kids thought they'd blow up a few buses, and that's what they did. Isn't it funny?
Blew up a bus bomb?
They tried to blow up the engines. They didn't know what they were doing, but they put sand in the engines.
Oh,
geez. Somebody got in.
That's a mess.
An old trick. I had somebody, I remember, probably 45, 50 years ago, I was mowing a field, and I left the tractor there overnight, and I came back, and there was a note, "This is not your field," and the guy had filled up my tractor's gas tank with sand. So, and I thought it was, I didn't realize, not important as to why it was what it was, but it was just very interesting to see how somebody thought they could solve the problem. Fill up the gas tank with sand. That does, that fixes it right up. Good for you. Speaking of school starting, a lot of activity, and we talked a little bit about how the problem of buying things for your children has become more grave, I think. I wondered, as none of us here are parents of children, I was thinking about, in the general sense, people who are listening right now, there are teacher events in a lot of schools as schools begin now. There are new back-to-school nights. At least here in my town, they have this week. There are a couple of nights where parents can go to school and see what's going on, talk to the teachers, see what they can do to acclimate their children better for school. I think that's a good idea, don't you? So I wondered out loud how you might respond if you had a child that was struggling in class last year. What do you say to the teacher? Or shouldn't the teacher have, aren't there records? Used to be when I was teaching, we passed on the records of what the youngsters were doing or what they were accomplishing in class to the next group of teachers. Did you ever have that? Did you know whether that was done when you were in school, ladies? Teachers
like
passed along? Yeah.
Well, I think when I went to grade school, there was one class. So I was in a class of 30 kids that moved from classroom to classroom, basically. Yeah. So I think the teachers talked and said, here's who struggles, here's who doesn't.
There were divisions.
That would make sense, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what are the most important ideas? I'm making suggestions, I guess, much as anything else. For people that are new in town or students that may be new, ask the teacher what you need to understand about what goes on in the classroom, don't you think? The children, I've always been, when my kids went to school, I always asked them what they did in school that day. And they'd say, oh, Dad, I don't remember, stuff like that. did you have that when you were there? I don't remember what I did in school. Of course you remember.
Yeah,
you don't want to talk
kids
about
say
it.
That, right?
Yeah, we always talked about it, though. Yeah, my mom would always ask me stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Well, your mother was a teacher, though. It would make sense. We were teachers. Tony and I were teachers, so we would ask those questions. Does the average parent ask the
story
students?
That intrigues me most about education this week is out of New York, out of Victoria's homeland. Bill de Blasio made a comment that he wanted to get rid of gifted programs in New York schools because he said they were divisive and that they put up walls between the students. And I actually talked about that quite
a bit,
doing some fill-in work. And, well, I think it is, too, because...
How's that going, by the way? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's not breeze over that. Jennifer's been sitting in this week for Simon Gorka on
Sebastian.
The Salem Network. Him, too. In the afternoon, Eastern Time, 3 to 6, right? And that
she's
what you've been doing?
Yeah. I'm done now, but I was doing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and this story got so many people calling in because education, obviously, is really personal, and they were on both sides of the argument. But my argument is this. We spend so much in taxpayer money to fund education that it should be expected that the teachers teach to the individual students. They really should. And the fact that they're just trying to that Bill de Blasio is suggesting that mainstreaming everybody is going to somehow benefit these kids, they're crazy. There are kids with
average, you dumb down the smart kids and make everybody average, which is too much of a problem today, even.
On the other end of the spectrum, you have a lot of kids who have learning disabilities who need to have extra attention and extra help. And while you're giving them that, the gifted kids are out, doing drugs and joining gangs because they're like, this is so boring. They need stimulation somewhere.
Are they still going to have honors classes? Or if they have different levels of classes for different learning styles or for people who are at different places, I think that's fine. The funny thing for people my age who were in the gifted and talented programs is now they've all graduated and they're like, oh great, like life sucks, because basically they grew up in their whole childhood they were told that they were special and that they were ahead of the game, and then they graduated and couldn't get jobs and realized that nothing was given to them. And so I think, I don't know, I don't have a problem with getting rid of it because I don't think they necessarily benefited anyone who's my age.
I mean, I was on Well, I was in, and out of it. So I kind of have been on both sides of this. I was in the gifted and talented program for, I don't know, however many years in school, in grammar school, and then one teacher hated me and kicked me out of it. So there was definitely, and then the next year the next teacher put me back in it. But there is, like, being on both sides of it, it is divisive when part of the class gets up and leaves and goes and does something else, whether it's the special ed kids or it's the gifted kids or whatever. It is, I do kind of see that point, because I remember feeling very left out and feeling like the smart kids left the room and then I'm left with everybody else. And it just, I don't know, I remember it being, it was an emotional thing for me to go through, for sure. That's something that I haven't thought about in years until Jen brought this up. But, I don't know.
I was in the program. We called it enrichment in Catholic school. And so they would, they'd have you go and leave and stuff. But that kept me from getting bored. There were so many times that I was not engaged in education. And I feel like that helped me.
I loved being in it, but when you're a kid who's left behind.
Well, I was out of it too. I was in and out like you, especially depending on the certain classes. Like math was always a struggle for me, where English was like, let's go. I could do English and history all day long. That was fine. But math was always tough until I got through high school and it just clicked in all of a sudden. But I think that, so I totally understand on different sides of the spectrum, but I needed extra attention in math, and so I wasn't in the mainstream in math. I needed extra attention, and that actually helped on the other end of the spectrum. And then getting out of class to be challenged where I was feeling a little bored and like the other students were slowing me down. I don't know. I just kids are so individual. To think that we all need to mainstream everybody and that everybody should be treated the same, I don't think that works in education.
You need trouble in math, and you're doing the billing at the...
Oh, no, exactly right. I never thought I would be doing billing. But truly, in high school, it started to click. And then I had people laugh about junior college. I went to a four-year university and then decided I liked to work a lot. And so I left four-year college. I took a couple of years off. I worked. And then I went back and did all my general ed stuff at a junior college. It's the first time in my life where I actually understood math. People were coming to me to have them tutor them. And seriously, I was like, when people say, hey, could you tutor me? I'd be like, are you nuts? Like, what? Me? Tutor you in math? But it clicked. And it was, I mean, I was getting A's. I couldn't believe it. So junior college. Send your kid.
Good. Well, you can use that to invest. The stock market yesterday, one of the stars, the bright lights of the stock market was Papa John's Pizza, upgraded three times after the announcement that Shaquille O'Neal is going to join. He's bought some of the franchises, apparently. I don't know. Are they in the L.A. area? I think he still lives in L.A., but I'm not sure.
No, I think they're in the Miami area.
They have Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta, I think. Right. Yeah.
There is so some now LA, he's on the corporate office
on the board.
There.
Yeah. He likes the franchise business. He had Five Guys restaurants and sold them and bought a bunch of Papa John's restaurants. So the CEO is smart enough to bring him on board. So when he came, he was pointing out to the owners, not to the owners, but to the people on the board, that there were certain problems, and this is how he'd fix them. So they said, great, you're invited to come on. And as soon as they announced he was coming onto the board, bingo, the stock went bananas. Mm-hmm. So good. If you had Papa John's stock, good for you. Are there, I don't know, is that a business story or a sports story? I suppose it's
business.
Business, okay.
Unless he's playing sports. If he's playing basketball at the restaurant, then sure, maybe you could make a sports story out of that.
All right, quiz time. Television is in the focus now. Jim is going to give us the update on what's on tonight. Do you know who the first couple to be shown in bed together on primetime TV was?
Lucy.
Nope.
The Honeymooners.
Nope.
Don't know.
But that's not, you're giving up already?
Yeah.
Nobody else wants to guess?
Didn't Lucy and Ricky have separate beds?
They did, but they also had a couple of episodes where their bed was pushed together. That's why I thought it was.
They weren't the first, though. Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
so kind of like The Honeymooners. Wasn't that a takeoff of...
Yeah, it was kind of. Yeah, it was. Yeah, actually, that's right. Yeah, good. Good connection, Jennifer. All right, connect us with what's on tonight.
Well, a lot of sports on tonight. Football season is getting underway. There is some NFL preseason action on the NFL Network. You can check out, let's see who's playing tonight. I know it's a California team. The Chargers versus the 49ers. That's on the NFL Network. You also have college football tonight. Utah facing BYU.
BYU.
Quite
as opposed to BYOB.
Oh. BYO. Oh, okay.
That's on ESPN. Reef Break is new tonight on ABC. Things are sort of getting quiet because of the Labor Day weekend and everything winding down. But you can catch the season finale of Queen of the South tonight on USA. That's at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Speaking of tens, notice how we are so smooth when it comes to segues. It's 10 minutes before the hour, folks. Pretty cool, huh?
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud.
Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on today's DJV program. We have Victoria Keelan to run through a couple of items of import. T-Mobile is offering free test drive hotspots. How is that going to work, Victoria?
I think this is pretty cool. 84% of people say that they would like to try a wireless network out before they actually switch carriers.
Good idea. Yeah,
makes sense, right?
Yes, it
does. If you think about it, you can pretty much test drive a lot of different things, and then you get to return it after a month if you don't like the service. Well, that doesn't happen with cellular. You're in the contract. You're locked in. Doesn't matter if you hate your service. There are people who literally don't have service in their own home, and they have to step outside of their own home,
here,
and there's
right
nothing
here.
You can do, right?
Right here.
Are you one of them? You're
right
one of them.
Here. Verizon sucks.
Well, I have AT&T, and I have no service on the beach, so it's the same. It just depends on where you are. Now, so T-Mobile says that they want to end this practice of not allowing anyone to test drive their network before they sign up. And so for the next, they're actually doing a thing where they'll give you 30 days free of charge to test out their new hotspot. It's 600 megahertz, which is actually really, really fast.
Smart.
The signals
that's
go twice
good,
as...
That's a very good sales technique. That's very
it is.
Smart.
It's called the Uncarrier Test Drive. And so the signal goes twice as far from the tower as like a traditional signal, and it works four times better in buildings than mid-band signals. So this is essentially the foundation of what will become T-Mobile's future 5G network. T-Mobile currently has 326 million people on their network, and they added more than a million new customers for the 25th straight quarter. So this is something that a lot of people should probably start considering.
T-Mobile?
No, I've got AT&T, but I'm stuck with them. But I am going to try this out because I'm under contract. And
right.
So I've got an iPhone.
Some of these companies buy you. So what happens? Let's just do this practical, because I'm thinking.
That's the problem. Everyone's stuck under contract.
I'm sick of Verizon. Every month I get a bill that's higher than it was the last month. I call them up. Oh, no, we made a mistake, and they're going to fix it, and they don't. It keeps going up and up and up and up and up, and I'm sick of it. So I want to change. I've had enough Verizon. It's bad enough that I have them do my Fios at home. I just think they suck. And so is T-Mobile going to be better? This would be a way to find out.
You know, a long time ago I had T-Mobile and I loved it. And I don't remember why. I think I switched to AT&T because they gave me some sort of a deal on an iPhone at the time. No one has any deals. There are no upgrades anymore. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I would say if you are in the market, if you're thinking about switching, go get a free. All you need to do is pop into any T-Mobile store. They'll hand you the little hotspot and you've got it for 30 days. So I would say try it out and see how
it
works.
So how do you just use it? It just runs your phone.
Yeah,
right?
You just hook it up
to your phone.
Exactly. So it runs with Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, Xfinity, anything you want. It becomes your new Wi-Fi hotspot.
I'm going to do that. Disney set to launch with thousands of movies and TV episodes. Here's the update on that.
The Geek Out. When Disney Plus launches in November, it will arrive with over 300 movie titles and over 7,500 episodes of TV, and will be an inviting alternative to Netflix, Apple TV Plus, or any other streaming service. The most high-profile and anticipated new content will be The Mandalorian, which is Jon Favreau's Star Wars series that looks fantastic, but it isn't the only new Star Wars content. Ewan McGregor will revive his Obi-Wan Kenobi role in a new series slated to start shooting in 2020. There's also new Pixar, Marvel, and other more stereotypical Disney content. There is a lot of stuff here, and we've posted a complete list of what to expect from Disney Plus on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, back to another focus on Disney. Victoria, what's this one?
Disney Plus is, of course, the new streaming service from Disney that will launch on November 12th, and they have a pretty great deal, and not many people seem to know about this. I was asking around, and no one knows about it. They've got a one-year subscription deal to Disney Plus, the streaming service. Now, the price is set at $70. If, however, you sign up for 3 years up front, it's only $46 a year, which brings your monthly membership cost down to $3.92 per month, which is a great deal. And now you're going to get four different streams. And this is all the Star Wars stuff and Marvel, and this is really, I think, the biggest threat to all of the other streaming services will be Disney Plus. And so if you go, all you need to do is sign up for a free membership to the official Disney fan club, and you just go right on to D23, that's the name of the fan club. It's a free membership, it's called General Membership, and all you do is sign up for that, and that's when you can take advantage. Now here's the only thing, this deal is only running until midnight on September 1st. So this is, if you're thinking about doing Disney Plus, do this right now because it might take a day or two for your Disney fan club, the membership, to kick in, and you're going to need that to be activated before you can sign up for this deal. But if you're thinking about it, act now. Go to D23, free membership. It's called General Membership, and then you'll be able to sign up for the service.
All right. There's some good news. Thank you for that. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.